Thought leaders. The CIO accountability gap, leading in an era of distributed technology. Add Unite. AI to your preferred sources on Google technology decisions are spreading across the enterprise, but responsibility for risk and resilience still lands with it. Something subtle has changed in the CIO role. Technology is no longer delivered to the business. It's adopted and modified across the business, among multiple divisions, every day. It is not uncommon for teams to deploy AI tools, to automate workflows, and to purchase cloud services all on their own without waiting for it to lead the way anymore. This distributed innovation has been a great thing for progress, but has also changed accountability. And in ways, many organizations are still figuring out. When technology succeeds, it belongs to everyone. But when technology fails, it still belongs to it. But therein lies the change. The CIO role in 2026 is less about owning technology and more about connecting it to business results. Success isn't measured by how well things run, but by how effectively digital investments improve operations and help with customer experience and growth. Three priorities are shaping the role. Business alignment, ensuring digital investments deliver measurable value. Data trust, protecting and governing enterprise data so it can be used with confidence. Responsible AI enablement, helping the organization adopt AI safely and at scale. The job of the CIO is no longer just to run it. It is to help the entire organization become more digital and data-driven. Additionally, AI governance is turning into a business leadership practice for CIOs. Those that succeed won't be the ones with the most AI deployed. They'll be the ones that can show accountability, transparency, and value. As AI becomes embedded across the business, governance is less about controlling AI and more about making sure every use of AI aligns with business objectives, risk tolerance, and regulations. Recent industry research shows us just how quickly the CIO role is changing and expanding beyond traditional IT boundaries. Foundry's 2025 State of the CIO survey finds that roughly 3/4 of IT leaders are working closely with line of business teams on AI initiatives, and a similar percentage say it is actively driving AI adoption across business units. Many also expect their involvement in AI and machine learning to increase in the coming year. The study points to a larger leadership evolution as well. While about 4 in 10 CIOs view their role as strategic today, more than half expect to operate at that level within the next 3 to 5 years. Together, these trends reflect a clear shift from functional technology management toward enterprise-wide transformation leadership. The widening accountability gap and the limits of traditional governance. As organizations adopt AI and cloud environments, they also give business units more control over technology tools, and now decision-making is happening everywhere. Marketing teams deploy AI tools. Finance teams purchase SaaS platforms. Operations leaders automate workflows. Innovation is no longer centralized. When something goes wrong, however, accountability still rolls up to it. AI makes this tension visible. While CIOs don't control the quality of the data people use, the prompts they write, or the external models built into their tools, when an output is biased or sensitive information is exposed, it is expected to fix it. Cloud spending creates a similar dynamic. Business units control what they consume, while it is still expected to keep costs low. This accountable without authority dynamic is becoming one of the defining leadership challenges for CIOs. Traditional governance models were built for centralized environments. They rely on approvals, rigid controls, and slow change processes. In a distributed digital ecosystem, those approaches can slow innovation without meaningfully reducing risk. Many CIOs are moving toward enablement rather than enforcement. That means building guardrails that allow teams to move quickly, but also stay safe. Examples include data governance standards, identity controls, risk-based AI policies, and clear usage frameworks that guide responsible adoption. The goal is to make safe innovation the easiest path forward. The adoption of AI agents adds another layer of complexity. Organizations have to manage AI agents the same way they would manage other digital employees. This means robust identity controls, clear operational boundaries, continuous monitoring, and logging of agent actions. Governance must happen at runtime, not just before deployment, because agents can evolve and behave differently over time. Letting go of control to lead strategically. Even as complexity increases, some operational burdens are easing. Automation, managed services, and cloud platforms have commoditized parts of infrastructure management, monitoring, and application support. At the same time, CIOs are intentionally stepping back from direct ownership of certain platforms and tools. Empowering business units to lead digital initiatives within enterprise guardrails can accelerate innovation and improve alignment with operational needs. It also helps organizations avoid a key mistake, treating AI as simply another technology deployment. AI involves shifting decision-making power, workflows, and accountability structures that require governance to expand beyond it. In practical terms, it builds the rails while the business drives the train. The modern CIO organization faces a growing talent challenge. The most valuable professionals today combine technical depth with business understanding and comfort with emerging technologies. They also must be fluent in risk, and finding people with that mix is difficult. CIOs need professionals who can interpret, tune, and govern AI systems, not just monitor alerts. That includes engineers and analysts who understand how to secure AI models, protect training data, and detect AI-driven threats such as prompt injection or model poisoning. Equally important are people who can bridge security, data, and operations, translating risk insights into business decisions. Organizations need fewer siloed specialists and more AI-fluent generalists who can evolve as technology does. Many organizations are investing in continuous learning and also rotating staff between IT and business roles. The goal is to develop systems thinkers who understand how technology, process, and outcomes connect. Trust is the CIO's new mandate. At its core, the CIO role is evolving around trust. Trust in data. Trust in systems. Trust in the organization's ability to use AI responsibly. As technology ecosystems become more complex and decision-making becomes more distributed, CIOs are no longer simply operators of infrastructure. They are orchestrators of digital ecosystems that span partners, platforms, data, and people. The CIOs who succeed in this environment will not be defined by the technologies they deploy. They will be defined by the trust they enable and the resilience they build across the enterprise.